Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So excited to get my longtime friend Jack Wang with us from Longhorn Financial. As always, just remember Jack's on here for informational purposes. Should not be construed as financial advice. As always, seek a qualified financial person before you make any decisions in your life. Hey, Jack, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
So, Jack, I think this is a really challenging time for a lot of my small business owner friends because you see a lot of help wanted signs out there. And sometimes it feels like the challenge is trying to put it together a benefits package you can afford that's attractive enough to make people want to work for you. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's not too difficult to notice that there are help wanted signs everywhere. And in fact, there was a social media posting recently from someone asking basically this question, like, what else can they do? Because they're having a tough time attracting people. And, you know, what most people think of in terms of compensation benefits, right? They think of, you know, the salary, obviously, or hourly wage, whatever, health insurance, dental insurance, 401k, you know, the normal things. And many businesses offer those things. So those don't really help a particular business stand out. Yeah, you can play with, like, the match and whatever of a 401k, but they don't really stand out. So before, you know, businesses really want to get into sort of what can they do and whatever, there are a number of different strategies, and they're pretty much only limited by your imagination. So there's all sorts of different perks and whatever you can, whatever you want to give your employees. But really you want to think about first sort of what type of employee are you trying to bring on. You know, they sort of blue collar, gray collar, white collar, how important are they to the business? What's their salary level going to be? So what the turnover rate is, obviously, if it's a more of a frontline position that tends to turnover often, you want to sort of design that a little bit, you know, the benefits for that a little bit more differently than if it's, say, a higher level management position, let's say, that would turn over a lot less frequently. So we kind of, you know, they want to look at, before, you know, business owners just start throwing strategies or throwing things at their employees, they really want to be mindful and think about sort of what it is that they're actually trying to accomplish here and the type of person they're looking for.
So what are some of the examples of compensation-based strategies then, Jack?
You know, obviously paying a competitive wage is important, right? However, businesses sometimes will do things like profit sharing or any annual bonus or bonus tied to a sales goal or something like that, or a production goal. And those are all well and good. The downside, of course, is in those cases, once you pay the profit sharing, once you pay that bonus, that cash is gone, right? So that person gets paid, and then the day after, they get tempted by another company with an even higher salary, even higher bonus. They're out there. You can't really do anything about it. They can just take the money and run. So something that small businesses can do are different types of compensation plans, and these are called non-qualified plans because the legal term is you are actually allowed to legally discriminate, meaning not everyone has to get the same thing, not everyone has to get the same deal, and in fact, not everyone has to get the deal at all. You could use things like what's called executive bonus or restricted executive bonus, where you can put vesting requirements. Now, these types of things tend to take longer term, right? So if you're just trying to pay somebody a bonus so they stay an extra 3 months, this isn't really the thing for you. But, you know, if you have a really valuable employee and you're trying to tempt them to stay through retirement or next 10 years or something, then these can work very, very well. So, again, these restricted executive bonuses, you put sort of all different vesting schedules on them. You can decide whatever you want. And again, you can decide person to person too. There's also things like what's called split dollar arrangements. where you essentially use life insurance as a vehicle, although it doesn't always have to be that way, but basically where a company or employer chips in on a bonus for the employee, but and that money grows. The employee can take money out upon certain triggering events, but then when the employee leaves or retires, whatever, the employer gets their original principal back. That tends to work really well for things like nonprofits because that organization would get their principal back. A real public example of this is actually Jim Harbaugh, the head football coach at University of Michigan, Wolverines, because he's a public employee. His contract is public and all the details are public. So this is how Michigan pays him. There's also things called non-qualified deferred compensation, which is really kind of falls under the same category. Again, the point being it gives a ton of flexibility to the business depending on what you're trying to accomplish and how important that business or that person is to the business. But they are long-term strategies. So it's not a stay 90 days, we'll throw you something, stay 180 days, we'll throw you a little bit more, right? That's not what these are for.
But it seems like many of these ideas are related to retirement. Yeah, most businesses think 401k when they think retirement. Besides what you already shared, what are some of the other strategies that may work?
Yeah, obviously, you say retirement, people think 401k, right? Or the public sector 403b or 457. One of the things that works really well for small businesses is high earning small businesses, I should say, are actually pension plans, old style pension plans. One type in particular is actually called the cash balance plan. Now, mind you, this is not just for small businesses. The largest cash balance pension plan in the United States is actually through AT&T, and the largest one in Massachusetts is actually Mass General Hospital, and a lot of other big firms use it. However, it tends to work really well for a small business owner who maybe they pay themselves a lot of money, and they have a couple of employees that they want to take care of. The other scenario that works really well is where if, in that example, small business owners set up a small 401k, but the business owner is trying to contribute the maximum, but each year they can't because the employees don't contribute enough. That's a form of testing that 401ks have to go under. Well, when you set up a defined benefit pension plan, it actually helps with that so that allows the business owner to actually contribute a lot more while contributing less for the employees. So pension plans, believe it or not, especially in certain situations, are actually making a real comeback.
The challenge, Jack, when you mention a lot of this, you know, for people our age, perhaps, it's attractive. You know, we're thinking about retirement. I come across a lot of people when you talk about these topics, they go, Jack, don't care. I need money today. I need to pay my bills. A lot of different people don't think about the future. They think about today. What are some of the strategies maybe be attractive to those types of people?
Yeah, business owner. Now, obviously, besides just paying them more, right? Can't always do that as a business owner. But there are things like financial wellness programs. I do a lot of these. Lunch and learns on budgeting, debt management, managing student loans, whatever. These are very popular for companies to offer their employees. If you don't want a group, doing a group setting, companies can also bring in someone like myself to do just one-on-one meetings with employees for the day, just talk about whatever issue that the employee has going on. All the way to things like educational reimbursement, like tuition reimbursement. And even now companies are starting to do more and more student loan repayments, helping their employees pay off their student loans. Again, there's rules around it and sort of how much you want to do and whatever for what types of employees, but these types of things are out there. Just besides just paying them more, businesses can do a lot of other things.
So what are some of the other financial benefits that you've seen recently?
You know, one in particular, Google does this. Now, mind you, I've never worked at Google, okay? But they actually offer this life insurance benefit for their employees where if that employee should pass away, Google will pay the surviving spouse and family either 5 or 10 years worth of that employee's salary. Can't remember when.
Wow.
And so, you know, and you're right. Wow. I mean, people are just, I mean, it sounds simple, but people love it. And You know, but people say like, well, yeah, but that's just life insurance, right? Couldn't you just buy that on your own? Well, of course. But employees, like you said, don't always have the extra money to take on that expense. And it's different than just sort of offering sort of the group insurance. Because usually group insurance doesn't go that high, or if it does, people need to pay for it out of pocket beyond a certain minimum amount. So in this case, these types of policies, the business actually owns them. But the value to the business is sometimes if you do it as permanent insurance, the cash value that builds up the savings piece inside an insurance policy, the business can actually access that as an extra source of financing, like an extra pool of cash they can use while still providing that protection. So it's great for the employee because they're covered, but also can really benefit businesses in this type of strategy. That's one. Another thing that I've seen is businesses that sometimes offer supplemental disability insurance. So they offer the group disability. Hey, if you get disabled, God forbid, you know, we'll pay 40% or 60% or something. But sometimes businesses will offer extra coverage on top of that, either at their cost or at the employee's cost, to really kind of bump that up. So, again, God forbid the employee should get disabled for whatever reason, either on the job or off, at least the family is covered. So, you can get very creative with this stuff. There are some other things that people can do. I've seen things like businesses pay for, there's like a nutrition program that comes up with recipes and helps you save money on your groceries. It's not that much money per month. Sometimes businesses will pay for that. You know, obviously, and then you see the thing like gym membership reimbursements and stuff on down the line. There's, like I said, there's a million possibilities.
So, Jack, one of the challenges now is that's a lot of options. How does an employer decide which one they should offer?
Yeah, there are a lot of options, but businesses can kind of piece together what they want to do. And, you know, whether or not they want to pay for these, or if they want to just simply make them to be available to the employee but have the employee pay for them, you know, that's one thing that the business does have to decide. Or it could be like a combination, right? Doesn't have to be all or nothing. But I've seen situations where businesses will put together some of the strategies we talked about, like the bonuses and split dollars and that sort of that life insurance thing, almost as like a benefits ladder is usually what's called. It's like, okay, everybody gets this sort of this base benefit, right? Beyond salary, health insurance, and 401k. Like everybody gets sort of that Google life insurance thing, example. But then once you pass 5 years, now you qualify and we'll do an executive bonus. And then once you hit 10 years, we'll do this and we'll do this. So you can actually string these things together so that it rewards longevity, rewards good work. And as they go up the scale or up the time, the tenure, I should say, then businesses can sort of choose to do more and more and more. So the nice thing about some of these strategies, not all, but some, is that you can, again, pick and choose who you want to use this for and who you don't want to use this for out of your employees. So, again, you can be very creative. So the best thing to do for a small business owner is really kind of think about what it is that they want to accomplish, who are they really trying to attract, you know, what their competition's also doing. You know, in terms of these sort of other benefits, I guarantee you it's almost like, for especially small businesses, it's almost nothing. Okay. So, and think about sort of what the business owner is sort of willing to do for their employees and then sort of go from there.
Jack, got about a minute left. How can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Yeah, people can always reach me by email at jack@longhornfin.com. Or they can visit my Facebook page at facebook.com/longhornfin.
Jack, I really appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Always great to be on.
Have a great day. Bye now.